Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Praise God. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, praise God. And one of the things that the Spirit would really like to share with us tonight is an area where it's very sensitive. And it's probably one of the most damaging things that can happen to an individual. And it happens to us every single day, and we learn how to overcome it. You know, many of us have had wounded souls. We're made of three parts, a spirit, a soul, and a body. And your soul is associated with your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations. And one of the things that, you know, the enemy wants to constantly do is keep you in torment or try to bring an area of a scar. And there are so many individuals that are walking around with scarred souls, and they're still licking the wounds, but they're not being healed. And there is a spirit that the enemy utilizes to scar the soul. And that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal tonight. In John chapter 10, if you'll go there for a moment. John chapter 10. John 10 and verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." The sheep did not hear them. See, when you become a believer and you are freed, delivered, healed, and filled, you no longer, doesn't mean that you don't hear the voice of the stranger, but you don't obey it. Because now you know the difference. He says that, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." One of the things that the Lord wants us to do is have life abundantly. The greatest life abundantly that you can have. And let me share with you. This is before riches, before anything. Is freedom. Freedom. To be free of torment is the greatest thing that you can have, and that only comes through relationship with Jesus. That's the start of it. Amen? But one of the things that we want to do is recognize these areas of these spirits that scar the soul. Remember, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God has come forth in Jesus Christ to bring us life. That means worth, and abundance. That means things that bring pleasing and peace to the soul. In Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. In verse 36. Acts 10, 36. It says that the word which God sent to the children of Israel is preaching peace. Everyone say peace. Through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power and went about doing good and healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, healing all who were oppressed. You know, when there's healing, there's restoration. In other words, he's saying, I'm restoring those back to its original state who are oppressed. Oppression is of the devil. One of the areas that the enemy uses to bring oppression, and I believe is the most damaging spirit that scars a soul, is the spirit of rejection. Because rejection will bring oppression and multitude of other spirits if a person allows it. Is everybody with me? In Proverbs 17. So is a person that is oppressed happy, joyful? No, they're usually miserable, aren't they? But they like to put on a face. There is a face that they put on, but it's really not them. In Proverbs 17. So they try to become someone they're not. And they hide behind the mask of rejection. In Proverbs 17, in verse 22, is everybody there? What does it say? A merry heart does good like what? Medicine. But a broken spirit, what? Dries the bones. One of the things the enemy tries to do is break your spirit, and he scars your soul with the spirit of rejection. And what happens is if a person stays in it long enough, they become ill because it actually begins to cause the body to eat itself. And it causes, because it says dry bones. Well, bones is where your marrow is, and it produces red blood cells, which you need. The spirit of oppression is a demon. And also is a spirit of rejection. But it is a spirit. It is unclean, and it is deceptive, devious, and killing. He scars the soul, and so many individuals are walking around with a scarred soul of rejection. It causes oppression. It doesn't make a person very joyful. They can laugh with you. They can put on the face of joy, but inside, they are tormented. In Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15 and verse 12. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Like I said, this is a sensitive subject. Everybody has dealt with this, dealing with this, or still bound by it. In verse 12, it says, a scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. When a person, we're going to go more into this, but when a person is bound by the spirit of rejection, they cannot take correction. Every time correction is brought, they first thing they think, feel, and believe that they're being rejected. 13, a merry heart makes a cheerful what? Countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is what? Broken. Man, you can look at somebody's countenance and they can smile at you and everything, but you know that they are oppressed and tormented. Verse 14, it says, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. In other words, he's trying to seek how to be free from this. If you're not looking how to be free from this, if you can't tell your own fruits that you're miserable, then something is definitely wrong. Then you need to go ask somebody else to say, how are my fruits? But see, one of the things about the spirit of rejection, it also promotes pride because pride is protector of self. But the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fool feeds on foolishness. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Okay. Look, at all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a what? Continual feast. Praise God. No matter what's going on, it don't matter. You don't get caught up in your circumstances, and your circumstances do not control your life, nor do your feelings. No matter what you're going through, your feelings no longer allow, you do not allow your feelings to dictate what your decision is. You're no longer a man pleaser, you're a God pleaser. Amen? In this, there is sorrow. That spirit of rejection is a deep-rooted problem that scars the soul. The soul must be eventually healed, but you got to get rid of the spirit first. So you must be one who's willing to seek. You must have a desire to be free, or you won't be. God does not free someone that doesn't have a desire to it. And when you ask God to free you, what he says is, okay, I got a plan for you to be free. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. I don't want to do that. But then stay miserable and rejected. Stay in your closet. Don't go out and tell nobody you're a Christian. Until you're delivered and healed and filled with the Spirit, where you can express Christ instead of oppressing them. Hello. This is an unclean spirit, and it must be removed. But again, that person must be willing. Now look, everyone has dealt with rejection somehow. That's what the enemy does. From the moment you were born, even while you were in your mother's womb, the enemy was trying to bring rejection to you. You might have been one that was born by a mistake. I was born by a mistake. I always had a sense of rejection. I never knew who I was. In fact, I could not find my identity until I found Christ. See, one of the things that the spirit of rejection does is remove your identity. Even if you're a believer and you open that door to the spirit of rejection, you lose who you are. And you come under the control of the devil, his demons, and he opens the door for more to come to you. I was born by a mistake. It was told to me, and it was always reaffirmed to me. I dealt with rejection. I had a mask. I wanted to be someone, portray someone. I didn't even know how to laugh correctly. In fact, I didn't know how to love. The only thing I knew how to do was survive. I didn't want to be around people unless I was high. I had to get high to be around people because I had no identity. And then I became more and more of an addict and lost everything and blamed everyone for everything or whatever. And let me tell you, these are things that when in rejection that destroy marriages. But as believers, we need to be delivered from it, freed from it, and have dominion over it. Amen? When a person is bound by the spirit of rejection, there's always a sense of unworthiness, self-condemnation, even unbelief. That person is so much looking for approval, it becomes a perfectionist. Nothing can be out of place because there might be a sense and fear of rejection. There is torment. There's insecurity. Always feels rejected and very defensive sometimes. They're unstable. They have a flawed perception of thinking pattern. It opens the door to bitterness. And the thought is always tormenting that, oh, I wonder if somebody's going to reject me. They're easily offended. Remember, rejection scars the soul. And in this, people look at this as a feeling. I feel rejected. And when a person has that sense of feeling, that spirit controls them because many people are ruled by how they feel. They actually believe everything that they feel is truth, which it's not. There's only one truth. There's only words that are true. And that's through Christ Jesus. Everything else is not true through feelings and emotions. That's why here are the three characters: peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Those are the feelings that we're to carry. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. When they are not there and you are bound by sorrow and pain all the time, you have opened the door to a spirit of rejection. Is everybody okay? In Proverbs 18. In verse 19, it says, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. In other words, walls are immediately built. They are strong walls. The enemy is always trying to get you into a place of rejection, especially in marriages and especially in relationships. You know, one of the things about the spirit of rejection is always self-pity. Nobody loves me. Nobody does this. They're always afraid of losing something when you and I don't own anything. See, fear is a vital area associated with the spirit of rejection. In Psalm 119, that's why many individuals turn to medication, addiction, drugs, alcohol, because instead of dealing with that spirit of rejection, that spirit has convinced them that they need secularism help. Which what happens then is that spirit actually gets fed more because he invites other spirits involved. In Psalm 119 and verse 25, would you read it with me? My what? Soul clings to the what? Dust. Can you drink dust? No. It's dry and parched, isn't it? Revive me according to your what? Word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I shall meditate on your wonderful works. My soul what? Melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of what? Lying. Let me tell you what's involved in this rejection spirit is lying also, because that lying spirit is always lying to you. Always lying to you. I'm telling you, that spirit opened the door to multiple spirits. And grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. He says, I'm going to cling. In other words, he is seeking freedom. And he knows there's only one who can free him. And that's it. In Job chapter 7. Job. It's the employment section of the Bible. You need a job, go to job. Maybe after you read it, you might get one. Job 7. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that begin to happen is attitude. Attitude changes. Because you got to remember now that the individual is building walls and is trying to protect self. Self is the offspring of darkness. So now self is being fed. The old man is being fed. And the new creation is being weakened. Now the control is over the old man because Satan is using, the demons are using the old man to control the new man. Has everybody got it? So attitudes build because there's protection. Remember, pride protects self. Amen. Fear protects pride. Anger protects fear. Why is that? Why an individual becomes angry easily? In Job 7 and verse 11, therefore I will not what? Listen what he says. Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Man, that person is bound by the spirit of rejection because they're complainers. They're always trying to compare themselves to others because they lost their identity. I'm telling you, this is what is happening all over in the body of Christ. People have been walking right with God. They've opened the door to the spirit of rejection. They lost their identity. And God is trying to bring them back to that place of who they are. Oh, they can confess the word. They can, but there, that mask is still there. And they don't restrain. There's no restraint in their mouth. They just splurt out everything. They complain. They grumble. They accuse this, that. It's their fault. That rah, 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 rah. Motor mouth. And because now it has opened the door to bitterness. And in this area of bitterness and envy and jealousy, those spirits are nothing but tormenting that individual. Now, they may be a time of rest, but it's constant there. What if? What if? What if? There's always that what if? What if? Because they walk in worry and fear also. What if this doesn't happen? What about tomorrow? What if I don't get a job? What if I get a job? What am I going to do then? You know, it's that spirit of rejection. The enemy has been playing with us since we've been born. It opens the door when a person is abused. When a person is abused as a young child, they always have a sense of rejection. Children born out of wedlock will have a sense of rejection because they'll feel that they weren't accepted. Man, that feeling of not acceptance is a loss of identity. They always have to feel accepted. You always have to tell them, you're all right. It's because that spirit of rejection is there. And let me tell you, that spirit will blind you. It promotes a flawed belief system, so that perception of that individual is also flawed. They walk around thinking everybody is rejecting them, that they can't be accepted from everyone, and nobody really likes them. Which is probably partial true in some areas. I mean, who wants to be around a bitter person? Amen? You may love them, but you may not like them so much because they grumble and complain and blame everybody for everything. No, not willing to take on responsibility or press in to get free. Hallelujah. In James 3, one of the things about the spirit of rejection, because of fear, they're runners. Everyone say runners. Runners. They would rather run than fight. And, you know, one of the things that they actually believe, because the devil brings such flawed belief system, that it's greener on the other side. Oh, maybe this. They go from relation to relationship, from job to job, church to church, state to state. Sometimes they even move out of the country, but they don't change. See, eventually you must turn around and fight those demons and get rid of them. No matter what you do, you can change everything, relationships, jobs, and everything. Nothing's going to change until that spirit is removed. Amen? In James chapter 3, in verse 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's speak it together. But who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So there's confusion, isn't there? But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then what? Peaceable, gentle, willing to submit to God or yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, one of the things that have opened the door to the spirit of rejection is discrimination also, racism. You know, when people are younger and they've been called names and so forth, and or something didn't go their way, and that spirit of rejection came in through an open door some way. Even in school, you could have been in school, and maybe you were overweight, underweight, maybe whatever. Maybe you had a sickness. Maybe there was an infirmity or something that you were made fun of as a child or something to that degree. Or maybe you couldn't play sports very good or whatever it may be. There was that sense of rejection and it opened the door. And you know what? Let me share this with you also. One of the things that this rejection will do is it will open a door to homosexuality, where a person will stay away from the same, the opposite sex and go to the same sex. And I've seen that happen in a marriage where a person was married for many years and there was something that happened and next thing you know, they were with the same sex because of that spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. And James, So confusion, self-seeking. Again, we come to that area where there's a loss of true identity of who we are in Christ. Again, rejection masks the person, hides. There are other fruits associated with rejection. One of them is rebellion. And they actually blame God for what has happened to them. These are blamers of God. Why did God allow this to happen to me? Whatever. God didn't allow any of this to happen to you. They are very opinionated sometimes. They reject others or prideful. They have a sense, always that feeling of hopelessness. Again, wondering who will accept it and who not. They crave love, but don't know how to receive it. They crave it, but they can't receive it because of that wall. In fact, they're afraid to receive love. They hate to admit that they're wrong. I'm not saying all the time. There's a fear of being wrong. There's a fear of confrontation because there's always that fear of rejection. There's envy and jealousy, self-pity, and blame of others. In Proverbs 3, that person can be beautiful on the outside but ugly on the end because of the torment. That's why you can't tell a book by its cover, can you? In Proverbs 3, again, it doesn't mean that we don't deal with it because the enemy still tries to approach you with rejection. Well, things didn't just go my way. Well, things that didn't happen. Well, this didn't work this way. Well, so what? Who's your trust in? You or God? We've got to come to a place where we're actually, and I really believe, that desire to be free, number one, but the most is the desire to forgive. Because without forgiveness, there won't be freedom. Forgive. In Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 11, it says, my son, do not despise the what? Chastening of the Lord, nor detest his corrections. For whom the Lord what? Loves. He what? Corrects. It doesn't say whom he hates, he corrects. That's where people turn correction into rejection. Well, you know, you never accept anything. Shut up. Slap the hell out of you to make room for heaven. Oh my God, he said hell. Is there a hell? Amen. Is the devil from heaven or hell? So do you want to get rid of them? Well, you want to get rid of them so you can make what? Room for heaven. Hello. So don't get religious on me now. My God, the pastor swear. I've been rejected. Glory to God. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. He didn't say rejection. For whom the Lord loves, he will correct you. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. So does the Lord delight in you? Amen. See, but again, what happens, that spirit of rejection causes an individual to lose their identity. In fact, they are expecting, their expectation is rejection everywhere they go, whatever they do. Their expectation is already to be rejected. They expect it. Hallelujah. James 4. They have a negative attitude, and they live in the but ministry. But. What if, but? Sounds like we're on Duck Dynasty, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Woo. Joyful heart brings what? Good medicine. Hallelujah. Does medicine bring healing? Yes. Medicine for my dad brings healing, let me tell you. James 4, 6. Let's grow there. But he gives more what? Grace. Therefore, he says, God resists. Didn't say he rejects. He said he resists them. He does not reject them. He resists the proud. Why? Because pride protects what? Self. And self is the offspring of Satan, darkness. That's the child of Satan, which still dwells in us. Hello. So we must take dominion over him, don't we? We can't allow that old man to rule our life. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Seek him. Cry out to him. Humble yourself. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, things that you've touched and agreed with, you sinners. And purify your what? Hearts, you double-minded. Wow. Rejection always promotes double-mindedness. A person's up one day, down the next day. It could be great that morning, that afternoon. Blah. Romans 8. Rejection. Let me tell you where a lot of those people go. Facebook. They got to express all their poop. Yeah, well, you know, it's all garbage. This is how I feel. Nobody else will listen to me. Let me put it on Facebook. Romans 8. They ought to call it flesh book. Hallelujah. Romans 8 something. Anybody there yet? Verse 15. Oh, wait a minute. 14. For as many as are led by the what? Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Ah. But for you did not receive the spirit of what? Bondage. Everyone say bondage.
Bondage.
Again to fear. Rejection, that spirit brings bondage. And again, I want you to know that fear is always associated with it because they love to get fed. Remember, demons get fed by your emotions. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. In Psalm 63. Glory. Psalm 63. In verse 3. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall what? Praise you. Praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Yes. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Look at verse 8. Here it is. You ready? Here's a cure. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But look at what he says. He says, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for Jekylls. Because he's gaining his identity. Again, remember that spirit wants to remove your identity. My soul follows it because they're seeking to be free. And Luke 6. How many know when a devil leaves you, he tells you he's not gone yet? Because he lies. When a demon leaves you, because he has to leave you, he's got to submit. When he leaves you, he comes back and stands next to you and says, I ain't gone yet. Can't you feel that? Oh. See, when you touch and agree, he'll come back. It's time you started rejecting him. In Luke 6, is everybody there? And don't worry about hurting his feelings. Because he's not concerned about yours. In verse 17, and Jesus came down with them and stood at a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were what? Tormented with what? Unclean spirits. Is a spirit of rejection unclean? Is it a tormenting spirit? Is fear the same thing? Yes. And they were what? Healed. They were freed. They were delivered. And the whole multitude sought to what? Again, I want to share this with you. They sought to what? So what are you doing during worship? What are you doing during worship? Are you seeking to touch him? Believe me, when you touch him, he touches you. Is everybody okay? Those spirits are unclean. Does everybody got this? Does God want to heal you from it? You know, many people don't even realize they have it. They've been in torment so long and blinded, they can't see beyond it. Again, there's no coincidence why we're here together to learn this, right? Because so many of our brothers and sisters are bound by the spirit of rejection. In 1 John chapter 4, it is a ploy of the enemy. 1 John chapter 4, nice. Verse 4, you are of God what? Little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. But when you lose your identity, you say the words but don't believe them. It says, they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. But we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In verse 17. Verse 15. And whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. We have known and believed that the love God has for us because we're willing to accept it. Let me share with you, God's love for me and you is not conditional. Just because you didn't get what you want doesn't mean God doesn't love you. Oh, Lord, if you loved me, you would do this for me. It's like young kids that when they were out and young, you know, little, man, if you really love me, man, you do this for me. You jump off that cliff. Husband and wives in the same thing. If you really loved me, you do this for me. That ain't love. Love is supposed to be unconditional, not conditioned. Has everybody got it? Why doesn't this always happen? Is everybody okay? Verse 17. Or 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this. Come on, read it with me. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Therefore, verse 18, come on, speak it. There is no fear in love. Hello. There's no fear in love. Because you accept God's love unconditionally, there's no fear in it. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves what? Torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love, and that's what the spirit of rejection will do. He prevents you from being perfected in God's love. That's why people are hunters of the opposite sex, or sometimes the same sex. They're thinking that their comfort is going to be with another person. I must have a man or a woman. No, you need Jesus. He's your fulfiller. He's your comforter. You don't have to become a human hunter. Psalm 16. Well, I just can't wait to get married. After they get married, oh, why did I get married? Because you weren't supposed to yet. Psalm 16, verse 9, let's speak it. Oh, is everybody there? Therefore, my heart is what? Glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. In other words, your flesh is not running your life anymore. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. Come on, read it with me. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. Yeah, man. Philippians 4. The spirit of rejection not only is associated with fear and torment, but there's something about fear. Fear always promotes anxiousness. Anxiousness. I gotta do, I gotta do. I gotta go, I gotta go. If I don't have it today. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 4, what does it say? Rejoice. Hello. Wait a minute. The joy of the Lord is our what? Strength, and in his presence is freedom. Rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
No, only when you feel like it, right? Come on, only when you feel like it. So those who are bound by rejection can never rejoice in the Lord. Not truly. Yeah. They're miserable. Oh, I love you, Lord. Yeah. Then I got to pray again. I got to worship again. I got to go to church again. I got to go to a Bible study again. Ay, 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 ay. That's a demonic pizza. And people eat of it daily. The enemy likes us make it look all nice and juicy. But it's really toxic. Rejoice in the Lord always. It has nothing to do with how you feel. Again, I say rejoice. Verse 5, come on. Let your what? Gentleness be known to all men. The what? Lord is at hand. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for what?
Nothing.
Nothing. That means nothing. Does anybody know what nothing means? It means nothing. Be anxious for stinking nothing. Nothing. So you're not going to be a hunter of anything but his presence. Amen? But it says, in everything by what?
Prayer.
Prayer and supplication. With what?
Thanksgiving.
Let your requests be made known to God. And the what? The peace. It doesn't say that when you pray, there'll be torment. It says there'll be peace. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Man, I see people, man, did you pray? Yeah, I prayed this morning. You prayed this morning? Yeah, I prayed. No, you didn't. You spoke words. But you didn't pray from the heart. You just spoke the words. Because when there is prayer, there's peace. And I'm going to close in Isaiah 61. I think everybody got revelation of the Spirit that's going to attack you on a daily basis. So just don't agree with it. I mean, come on, everything we can do, you know, I mean, you could open your refrigerator and an egg can fall out and crack and you go, oh, God, why did you allow this to happen to me? You always allow this to happen. Why do you reject me? I mean, I'm telling you, this is the devil gets people really stupid. That flawed belief system is Gonsville. It's sick. And people perceive things in a strange way. And you know, especially one of the things that Spirit does is isolate a person. You know what he does then? He brings the rest of his friends over. They come over with aprons, fork, and knife to come to eat. They're having a party at this person's house, these demons. And while that person's at the house isolated, they're all telling them, you know what they're saying about you? What? And they're going, yeah, come on, give it more, give it more. You know, they really don't like you. That's why you're not over there. Oh, no, these guys are eating like crazy. They're leaving that person's house filled and overflowing. Everybody's fallen into that, haven't they? They don't like me. I don't even like me. In fact, who am I? Gain your identity. Get rid of that spirit. Get counsel, correction, and direction. Have somebody, ask somebody, look into my eyes and get rid of this thing. Make sure that person's filled or goes to them. Glory to God. Isaiah 61. Is everybody there? Glory. It is so fun to be joyful, isn't it?
Amen.
Just joy. You know? And my daughter and I do the most stupidest things. And it's usually her fault. But we laugh so hard. I mean, I'm telling you, if we had a camera in our house, I'd have to throw it out. Isaiah 61, let's all speak this together. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to what? Heal the brokenhearted. Look it. You need your heart fixed before you can heal someone else, right? To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. Console those who mourn in Zion and give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be trees of what? Righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified because we are his offspring. We are expressing Christ now. There must be that desire there. Just because something's not happening the way you expected, don't let the spirit of rejection manipulate you. Amen? Don't lose your identity. You are offsprings of the anointed one, and his anointing, you're more than conquerors, and you are armed and dangerous. Just make sure you're not armed and dangerous to yourself. Amen. Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the revealing of the Spirit. And we're going to all just touch and agree, and everyone say after me, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take my dominion
and
authority,
and I forgive
every person
and everything
that has happened in my life
that
has opened the door to rejection
and
every associated spirit with it.
I
apply the blood of Jesus in this place, and I command that spirit
and
every associated spirit with it, and every emotional soul tie spirit with it, to loose and leave me and go to the pit in the name of Jesus. I sever every emotional attachment, but every person, place, thing, smell, event in my life with the associations of the spirit of rejection. And I command them to loose me and to leave me and go to the pit Because the anointing of Christ
has broke every yoke.
I'm washed by the blood.
I have a purpose
and a destiny
and a calling.
And I'm more than a conqueror.
And he who is in me
is greater than he who is in the world.
Because I carry,
I accept
the love of God
for me
and for others.
In Jesus' name.
And everybody said,
Amen. Hallelujah!